Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Another lawsuit against another Trump executive order. Six active duty trans military personnel and two former members seeking reinstatement are suing.
The Pentagon doesn't keep statistics and data on this, so it's not quite clear what type of population we're talking about, how many people would actually be impacted on this. But certainly this executive order goes even further than what the president had signed last week and does open the door to that ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military.
ABC's Karen Travers, a federal judge. Judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's bid to pause federal funding while it checks to make sure it doesn't include any progressive initiatives it doesn't like. The Supreme Court of Illinois announced it will take up the state's appeal to keep fired Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson behind bars until his trial. He's charged with fatally shooting Sonia Massey in her home in Springfield, Illinois, last July. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, couple of flurries or brief snow showers, lows 10 to 15 and breezy. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs mid to even upper 20s. And a bigger warm-up on Thursday, with sun, highs in the low 40s.
Currently it's 37.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
I've got friends in low places where the whiskey
Country.
Yeah, you got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? They'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Think about taking that chance, taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moon. Baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. I can see you getting my tailgate rocking, moving your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping. Shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, let me see you, girl.
You like a knife and her lips taste like sweet red wine and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been a type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is.
me. Girl, that's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me. No, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of it is. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of it is. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Less commercial, more music.
It's your boy Jelly Roll.
Cause I know you're nothing but a lie.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
In a 4x4 bayou, from the bayou to Kentucky.
I love it.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss. Met somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
And
Welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken in along with Nathan Potowelch here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And we have Marawood North Conference matchup between the Phillips Loggers and the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And the Phillips Loggers up at the top, tied with Rib Lake and Prentice at the top of this division. Shawamigan at the bottom, but, you know, they played earlier this season, and it was a 2-point, 3-point, 4-point ball game, something like that. Oh. Shawamigan was leading most of the way here. I see they're out Jarrett Heckendorf, who might be out with sickness, I believe. So that could be a little bit of trouble. We got some kids coming up here who want to say hi. We got Grady and Jordy. All right, guys. But it's going to be an exciting game here tonight. Nonetheless, I'm excited to see what the Loggers, they're going to be able to bring the energy here tonight. It's been a nice start. The Lady Loggers beat the Tomahawk Hatchets.
Yep.
And JV boys.
About 30.
The JV boys beat Shawamigan boys earlier at the other gym. Phillips looking to continue on this, but it's Cooper Mikulski, who we're seeing in warmups, flying high as always. One of the better athletes in this conference. The leading scorer in the conference as well, about 20 points a game, 21 points
20.
A game.
20.9, yeah.
Yeah, about 21 points per game. Cooper has been working hard. Him and JJ, they work in the offseason together during the season, and those are two ballers right there you're going to find in the gym at all times, and they're going to go against each other here tonight, see what they can do, and I'm going to take bets. I think Cooper's going to come down with one dunk here tonight.
I think so? Oh, yeah, for sure.
I got the feeling. He's flying high.
For sure.
Playing well down there. It's a nice little group. Marcus Purdy had a huge game in that first one against the Loggers. I think it was like 27 points. Something like that, an impressive showing from him. They're going to need some more of the same from him to get hot here tonight. Someone's going to have to get hot along with Cooper. It's going to be a long night against this Loggers defense, but the Loggers got to bring energy. They can tend to play flat at time. They did against Stratford. That happens again here tonight. It's going to be the same deal. Shawamigan can hang here, but it's a nice crowd. That is for sure. Nice crowd. Hopefully we can bring some of that energy, but it was a tough game against Stratford.
It was
last week. Was that Friday or Thursday?
Thursday
we were down there, and it was a really tough game. The Loggers were flat, couldn't get a lot going. They're going to have to get that here tonight, and hopefully this nice student section that the Loggers have here tonight is going to bring it and bring some noise. I know I see some of them down there fired up and ready to go. This game is going to get underway in just a little bit. We're going to be going over the national anthem shortly here.
I don't know if we'll do it again, will we?
Find out. Maybe we better stick around here in case they don't.
I think they're going to go right to lineups here.
Right to starting lineups. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles in their green uniforms. Ooh, we got Trisha Thiessen listening in. Tune in to Jeff and Scott Sports Channel here. Good to have you, Trisha. But the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers coming up here in just a moment. We're on 98Q Country as well. You can tune in, listen in on the Civic Media app anytime. And Coach T, he's going to have this Eagles team fired up nonetheless, without a doubt. And here we go. Here's a Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And Norson Rodriguez, Marcus Purdy, and Mason Polkey, Antonio Petzl, and the junior, the big man, Cooper Mikulski. Big fans of these boys here from Shawamigan. We've known them for a long time here. Excited to see what they're going to do. A little shorthanded here tonight. But here's our Phillips Loggers on Parents Night. Let's see what my boy going to bring me. JJ Hakenin. Lane Abraham. It's Scoots Colin Kleinschmidt. Braden Revac back from about 4 weeks. He heard it, and Shay Danzine, the big man in the middle. Braden Revac could be the story of the game. He hurt himself in that first matchup against Shawamigan, broke that elbow. He's back in full. He's been cleared for almost a couple weeks here now.
And we're about to get underway here in just a moment. No national anthem here tonight. They did it before the girls' game. This is the second part of a doubleheader. Our Lady Loggers took on the Tomahawk Hatchets. And it's Shea Denzine going to tip off for the Loggers. The Loggers in the white. Schwamigan in the green. Shea wins the tip. J.J. going to start it from the top. J.J. over to the right side to Abraham. Cooper's on him to Denzine. Denzine, skip pass to Kleinschmidt. Colin finds J.J. J.J.'s open from three. He's going to shoot the three. It's a little long. Purdy coming away with it. Purdy, bit of a fast break to the basket. It's short. Shea comes away with it. J.J., get it ahead to Colin. He's up there. Colin snags it and turns it over. And Schwamigan going the other way. 0-0 here. Here's Purdy from the top. Lane going to get the steal. Gets it to Zanzine. Loggers pushing a lot of energy to start out here. 7:18 to go. J.J. right side. Going to get around Purdy. A little slap from behind. And it's going to be a foul on Purdy. Loggers basketball side out of bounds. And the student section reminding him you can't do that. 7:12 to go here, first half. They get it into Abraham. Lane from the top. Lane's going to take it in on Cooper. Kicks it out to Reback, open from the corner. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound by Schwamigan, and that's the shot we want to see go down here tonight. The three-pointer from Reback. Minute gone here. Here's Cooper with the ball from the top. He's going to drive in, kick out. Petzl with the ball. Back to Coop. Loggers in a man-to-man defense. Petzl from the top. There's Kleinschmidt guarding. Cooper trying to go baseline. They call a blocking foul on Abraham. It's going to be Schwamigan ball under their own basket. First foul on Lane. 16:37 to go here. 0-0. Schwamigan with the ball. Get it in. Back out to Purdy. Pass to Rodriguez. Denzine going to get the steal to Colin Kleinschmidt. Colin to the basket. And it's going to stay with the Loggers, knocked out of bounds. Loggers basketball under their own basket. 16:24 to go here. No score yet. And Loggers inbounds play. Get J.J. coming around the corner. He spots up for three. That one's short. Rebounded by Cooper. And going the other way. Full start here for both teams. Cooper to the basket. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound by Denzine. Up to Kleinschmidt. To Reback. To Lane right by the basket. And a beautiful transition from the Loggers. Going coast to coast. Abraham with the finish. 16 minutes to go. It's 2-0. Loggers leading. And to the basket, an and one situation here. Mason Pahedki, Pokey. And who was that foul on?
On J.J.?
Oh, on J.J., I don't know if they got that right. All right, tied up at two here. Pokey misses that one. Rebounded by Petzl, knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to the Loggers. All right, a lot of energy to start out. 15:51 to go here. First half, it's 2-2. Here's J.J. from the top with the ball. It's cross half court over to Abraham. The screen, a lot of contact. They're going to get a foul on Cooper. Cooper's going to have to be careful. Early one on him. Lane's going to attack. Here's Loggers basketball underneath their own basket. 15:41 to go here. Tied up at two. Get it into Abraham. Lane from the top. Gets it off to J.J. J.J. going to start something up here for the Loggers. J.J. over to Kleinschmidt to Denzine. The lane. Lane to the basket. It's no good. Purdy comes away with it. 15:22 to go here. Tied up at two. Purdy driving in. Loses it. Colin Kleinschmidt on the ground. Purdy comes away with it. D'Antoni up to Cooper. Cooper thinks about the three. He's going to drive in to the basket. He goes and one. Cooper going to be the second one, I believe, on lane on 22. So it was on Shea. And Schwamigan leads 4-2. Third team foul on the Loggers. Cooper hits the free throw. 5-2. JJ bringing it up. The screen up top from Abraham. Get off the lane. Back to JJ. JJ going to drive baseline. Picks it up. Finds lane. Nope. Cook gets a steal going the other way. A step in front of him now. No good. Lane up the left side to the basket. Stripped away by Purdy. Going to lose it. It's going to stay with the Loggers. Schwamigan up 5-2 here. 14:34 to go. Right, Rivak gets it into JJ up at the top. Over to Denzine, right side. Braden has it. Braden's going to shoot the three. That one's short. Rebound by Denzine. Out to JJ. Quick pass to Lane. Lane's going to drive in. Another foul on Coop. That's a dangerous one.
Yep, that's the second one.
Early on Coop. Not what Schwamigan can handle here right now. And a big choice here by Coach T. Do you leave Cooper in? He's going to do it.
He is.
Which means Lane's got to keep attacking.
Yep.
All right, Loggers ball underneath their own basket. Get it into JJ. JJ sets up from three. That one looked good.
Ooh.
How did that rim out? Keep shooting it, young man. 14-10 to go. Packing the basket. And another and one from Pokey.
Oh, yeah, that's killing him.
That second foul on Shea.
Yeah.
And it's 7-2. Loggers. Not a good start. Denzine out.
Josh Edwards in.
And Pokey with some energy here. Free throw up. That one no good. Rebounded by Petzl, though. It's Rodriguez. He's going to shoot the three. That one no good. Rebound by Cooper. An open shot for Purdy. And it's good. 10-2. Schwamigan leading. Abraham up to JJ. Here's Edwards with the ball. Quick start here for Schwamigan, just like the first time they met. And the Kleinschmidt down by the basket. He's going to a little turnaround. They're going to get a foul. He's going to go to the line. Alan Kleinschmidt at the line. 13:34 to go here. Loggers only 2 points on the board. You know that's going to change. Here's Kleinschmidt. First free throw. Good. Colin was in here earlier working on that shot before the game, before the girls' game. Second free throw underway. Cooper comes away with the rebound. No good on it. It's 10-3. Schwamigan leading. 13 and a half minutes to go. Purdy with the ball. Rodriguez. Rodriguez flashing to the basket. Purdy's got it out top. Three-point shot from Antonio. Rims out. Braden, while he was tackled from behind. Big rebound there by Braden using his strength. Purdy's going to get called for the foul. I think that's Purdy's second.
No, that's his first.
Didn't he have one on JJ, the poke from behind? Unless they just called that out of bounds.
Must have.
13:02 to go. Here's Collins working left side to the basket. Taken away. Schwamigan ball. Because you don't want to force here right now. Cooper up top. Drives the basket. Going to get a charge. Third foul on Coop.
Now he's going to have to come out.
Now he's got to come out. It's a tough one. I don't know if I like that call right there. Coop got high. Colin was there. Where was he? Under the basket or no? Third foul on Cooper with 12:40 to go in this first half.
The best rebounder and point scorer.
Oh, yeah. All right, JJ from the top. He's going to shoot the three. That one no good as well. And a foul on Braden. Not great offense. JJ not hitting a shot here early on. And we're gonna send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1 minute timeout.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader Sports Center. Now let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
Hey, we're back. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here. It's a 10-3 lead for the Screaming Eagles over the Phillips Loggers. Loggers going to have to step up their defense, but their offense as well. Pokey gets a shot right by the basket. A turnaround is good. 6 points for him. It's 12-3. JJ from the top. Got to get this offense rolling. Swamigan playing good basketball. Here's Abraham. And we can get a foul on now. It's like on Shawam again.
Pokey.
So foul on Pokey down low. And I think that's a bonus. Bonus situation. Lane's going to shoot free throws. Tough situation for Shawam again being in the bonus this early. And 11:51 to go here. The Loggers with 3 points only on the scoreboard. Making Lane tuck his jersey in. And here's Lane from the line. Free throw up. No good. Got to make a shot.
Yeah.
Something, Loggers. My goodness. And Swamigan with the ball. Up by nine. You seen this last time. Offensive again. That one on 14 by Antonio. And it's not going to be a shooting foul. Loggers need to see something go through here. JJ from the top. Over to Edwards, left side. To Colin. Revac. Get the ball moving here. They do. Here's Edwards. Open shot from the top. It's missed. Purdy comes away with it. BJ going to check into this game. Antonio picked up by Abraham. And that's going to be a turnover. It's going to be Loggers' ball. And BJ going to check in for Kleinschmidt. And also checking in is Sean Morgan, the freshman. Checking in for Norson Rodriguez. All right. JJ from the top. Auger's got to get out of this rut here. Here's BJ. Back to Braden. Got to be able to hit a shot at some point. Lane from the wing. Can you use the screen? Little pump fake. Lane to the basket is good. Need to do a little bit more of that. Use your athleticism. Spread it out. But you got to stop this guy right here. Pokey's had a lot of points. Start out. BJ missing on the steal. He collects. And Braden coming away with the steal. He does. BJ comes away with it. Slows it down. Lane finds Edwards. Little floater is good. Lager's getting some rhythm. It's 12-7. Antonio from the top. JJ putting the pressure on him. And going to get a timeout. A 30-second timeout. Pull up them sponsors, Nate. We're going to stay right here. We want to thank our sponsors, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, Medford Motors, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Bader Sports Center, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Bank, and the Forward Bank Halftime Show and the Forward Bank Post-Time Show. Brought to you, of course, by Forward Bank. Nice start for Schwamigan. Horrible start for the Loggers. Loggers just getting a little run there. Coach T calling a timeout to try to stop the bleeding from the Loggers, but it's a 12-7 lead here yet for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Cooper Mikulski back into this game with three fouls. Desperately cannot get a fourth right now, but Schwamigan in a tough situation where they got to keep that lead. And from the top is Marcus Purdy, guarded by JJ. Here's Edwards. Little backdoor pass, Antonio. Gets it to Cooper. Cooper finishes it. 14-7. Abraham to JJ. Back to Abraham on the right wing. Lane thought about it. Going to get all the way to the basket. They're going to call it on the ground on Purdy. Yes, Purdy.
30 seconds, yep.
But Lane's going to shoot free throws, but here you go. You got to make them at some point. 9:47 to go. And Norson Rodriguez checking in for Marcus Purdy. Marcus does have his third foul.
We just didn't put it up on the board last
time. Yeah, we knew that. We had talked about that. So Lane,
Coach T's not too happy about it.
Coach T not too happy. The foul situation's tough here, Schwamigan. They got their ninth foul already. Lane Abraham hits his first. Bonus situation. He's going to get another one. It's 14-8. Second free throw coming for Abraham. Good. Makes it a 9-point game. 9:47 to go. Hoop going to bring it up against Lane.
5-point game.
5-point game. 14-9. Schwamigan working the right side. Hoop trying to clear things out. Loggers in a man-to-man, but they're going to have some help available always. Back out to Coop, the quick three. No good. Rebound. Edwards, a beautiful rebound from him. JJ's going to push it. Gets it ahead to Lane. Lane going to go left. Kick it back. Out to Braden for three.
Oh.
Braden. Oh, finds Lane back by the basket. Foul on the ground. Lane's going to go to the line. And Pokey going to check back in as well. 10 team fouls here. Marcus Purdy going to get back in as well.
9:09 to go here in the first half.
First free throw up is no good for Lane.
Man.
You knew it's going to be this type of a game. It always is. 9:09 to go here. Loggers or Schwamigan leading 14-9. Second free throw for Abraham. up and good. And it's 14-10. Purdy going to bring it up for the Screaming Eagles from the top. Etzel has it. Out of Coop. Back out to Purdy. And they're going to run this, I guess. There you go. Braden gets the steal, playing it hard. Braden, right side. Oh, he missed the layup.
Oh.
Come on. I mean, so 14-10 here. Wide open layup missed by Reback. 8:30 to go. There's Coop with the ball. Going to work right side. Purdy up top. And JJ almost coming with the steal. Going to have to anticipate that a little bit here. And here we go. Cooper from the top. Pokey going to drive the lane. Going to get a charge again. Drove in. BJ stepping in nicely. Big play from BJ. Coop's dad not happy with that call. That was the most obvious one of the night here so far.
Yes, it was.
And Pokey with his third foul. A lot of foul trouble here for the Screaming Eagles. Still only 10 points on the board for the Loggers. Eight minutes to go.
Trailing by four.
Down by four. It's 14-10. Daisy across half court over to Abraham. Lane. Going to go baseline. Out to Reback for three. No
Boy.
Good. Coop with the rebound. And foul from behind on BJ. Okay, good hustle foul from BJ. Can handle that one. 7:39 to go here. Fourth team foul for the Loggers. And Purdy with the ball. All right, they're running this little three-man game up from the top. Cooper going to attack. Nice stop there by BJ. Stopping the ball. Purdy back way up deep with the ball. And Coop gets it. All right. Turning it over there. Not too many passes. Here's Edwards. And Lane comes away with it. Puts it in right by the basket. 14-12. And going to get a full timeout there from Coach T and Schwam again. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And we're back. Jeff Hakenin, along with Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. I'm with you, Catherine, on that comment. And it's a two-point lead, 14-2 for the Screaming Eagles over the Phillips Loggers right now. Loggers going to jump into a full-court press. See how Schwamigan handles this. Kind of a 1-2-2, 1-3-1. We'll see what it is. Colin up at the top and tipped away right away. Edwards comes away with it. Up the lane, turnover right off the bat. Here's Abraham from the wing. JJ's got it on this left side now. JJ gets it to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt going to the basket, puts up a little six-footer, is good. Ties it up at 14. They're going to jump right back into it. Cooper turns around, swarms, and going to get a foul on Collin. A little too tight. Collin trying to bring that energy. I think that'll be his second team or second foul.
Collin's first.
Oh, it is just Collin's first.
We're used to him having a couple by this point.
Mm-hmm. Tied at 14. Lager's going to drop back into a man-to-man. Purdy at the top, guarded by JJ. Cooper, out right side. Get past the Pokey. Back up top. Purdy's got it now. Guarded by Edwards. 6 minutes to go. Tied up at 14. Petzl with the ball. Purdy over to Pokey. Lager's going to have to do a little ball denial. Try getting away from Cooper. And Coop by the basket. Gets that one to go. Nice bucket from Coop. Gets the lead again. 16-14 for Schwamigan. JJ now for Edwards. Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt loses the handle. Again, trying too hard. Cooper picks it up. DJ going to come in for him. And Coop all the way to the basket. He's fouled and going to shoot two.
Ooh, that's Lane's third.
Lane's second.
Second, yep, it is the second.
DJ going to come in, I believe, for Kleinschmidt. Collin forcing a little bit too much. And Norson checking into this game along with Seabury, Dominic Seabury. Here's DJ in.
We're calling just calling like called.
And Coop at the top. I think he missed his first free throw.
Nope.
Second one coming. This one up. This one's good. And Stubb is in. Seabury in for Cooper. And here's Lane, takes the ball in. JJ going to bring it up for the Loggers. And here is Edwards, not a JJ. JJ driving baseline, a little floater, a little bit far, rebounded by Petzl. He's going to bring it up himself, crosses over. Norson with the ball now. Lomigan's ball up top. Loggers really pressuring on defense here. Get it into Norson down by the block. Got to be 3 seconds on him. And going to be an over and back situation. Pressure from the Loggers paying dividends. Both teams in the bonus, 10-7 now. And Loggers get the ball in from the top. JJ. For the Braden, to Edwards, and a push from behind is going to put Edwards at the line. Not a lot of rhythm in this ball game here.
No.
Edwards going to go to the free throw line. It's 17-14, Schwamigan leading with 4:36 to go here. Cooper and Purdy going to check back in. Edwards, free throw, no good. And second free throw coming up here in just a minute here for the freshman, Josh Edwards. Free throw up. And no good as well. Lane comes away with it. Lane has it. Over to BJ. He's going to shoot the three. Oh, that one rimmed out. Rebound. Edwards. It's blocked. and is going to stay with the Loggers. Nice block there from Cooper.
Yeah.
Sent it into the crowd. .426. JJ up top for the Edwards. Edwards going to drive in. Hands it off to Abraham. Right by the basket. Lane can't finish. Loggers really struggling finishing. Cooper going to attack the basket. All the way he goes and finishes. Cooper makes it 19-14. Lane, right side. Spin move. Pump fake. Short. Edwards, rebound. Misses that one, too. My goodness. 3:50 to go. Schwamigan with the ball.
Leading by five.
It's Purdy up top. Colin going to check back in. And left side. It's Petzl with the ball now. Started by Lane. Picks it up here. Gets it back to Petzl. Purdy now. Back to Petzl. Cooper. Get it into Coop at the high post. Started by Revac. And Schwamigan wasting time up at the top. They're taking about a minute off.
They have taken a minute off.
Back and forth they go. And Pokey has it now. Into Cooper. Cooper to the basket. And one. And it's 21-14. .230 to go here. 19-14 or 21-14. Is the basket good? I don't think they put the points on the board.
They did not.
Or did they not call it good? 3-point play, no good. Colin gets the rebound. To BJ. BJ going to attack baseline. Shot goes up. Lane gets the rebound. And he's fouled. He's going to go to the line. Shoot two.
They didn't put the points on or the foul.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Cooper's basket was good. They're going to call a timeout because I think he counted the basket as good.
Yeah, it was good because he only shot one free throw.
But it would have been a bonus.
Right.
See what they rule here. They're trying to adjust the score here right now. It is. It's 21-14. And it's going to be Lane at the line. Lane Abraham at the line. 2:18 to go. And Schwamigan leading 21-14.
Pokey's fourth foul, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we're at 18 fouls here in this first half.
With 2:18 to go yet.
The big key here will be for Purdy or Cooper not to get one in the final stretch.
Yeah.
Here's Abraham. Free throw is good.
And for Lane to make his eight free throws.
Yeah. Pokey going to come out. Norson Rodriguez into the game. Abraham. That one's long. And Cooper bringing it up for Schwamigan. Almost getting a steal. And Loggers on the ground. Colin comes away with it. JJ is going to push right side. Over to BJ. Finds BJ. Back to JJ. Minute 55 to go here. Loggers setting an offense up. They get Lane. Flare pass to JJ. JJ going to drive left side. Little floater is good. Finally gets one to go. He needed to see one go through. It's 21-17. Minute 40 to go. And they're going to call another offense on Purdy.
That's his fifth.
That's his fourth.
Fourth.
He's got to sit down. JJ going to go to the free. No, that's the offensive, so he won't. Coach T going to get a shot.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to get a technical, isn't he?
The crowd's wild here. The crowd's wild. Purdy got robbed right there. They're blowing too many whistles.
Yeah, they are.
There we go. Edwards back into JJ. Minute 30 to go. JJ bodying up and he stopped there. It wasn't worthy of a foul. JJ left side up to Edwards from the top. Edwards splits the basket, trying to go. I don't know what he was attacking there. Trying to get at Cooper, maybe. No foul called. Cooper to the basket. Rebounded by BJ. Ahead to Collin. Taken away by Purdy. Loggers played just so sloppy. It's unbelievable. Purdy to the basket. That's offensive. Oh, that was. Purdy got lucky there. Edwards held up nice. That was probably the closest one to a charge.
Yeah, that's just, wow.
I think Park Falls crowd would have lost it if they would have. It's 21-17. Purdy at the line. Johnny Parker going to check in along with Braden Revac. Shea got three fouls. He must have two, I would think. First free throw up for Purdy is good. 22-17. Johnny Parker in. Josh Edwards out. Here we go. Second free throw for Purdy. Purdy's having a good ball game, other than his fouls. I think we got a sub in for him. Free throw up is good. And Purdy going to come out. Minute five to go here, 23-17. It's a really, really low-scoring game.
Yeah.
All right. Minute four to go. JJ from the top. With a BJ, to Braden. To reverse it. Here's Parker. To JJ. Back up top. Over to BJ. Feinschmidt. Oh, Cooper got away right there. Johnny Parker. Gonna be fouled on Johnny. 27 seconds to go, and that's going to put Schwamming at the line again. I've never seen Phillips play this type of a half. It's unbelievable. Amy's going to have a good talk with them at the halftime.
Yeah.
And here's Rodriguez. Free throw line. Double bonus. That one no good. Auger's got a rebound. And checking in right now, Bentley Jorgensen. Second free throw for Norris, and this one's good. 24-17, 27 seconds to go.